views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Hi, everyone. Today's a real special day. First of all, I need to honor someone today. Can you get that, Cheryl? We're going to honor somebody.
Yay.
So here we go. I was directed in meditation. I need to honor TTR today. So we have Carter, Dr. Pat, Jessica, Linda, Kim, Justin, and everybody behind the scenes at TTR and all the work that they do for all of us that are bringing these messages through. Today is a day of honor for them. So I would like to thank them personally for everything they've done. And Spirit and the Ascended Masters also thank you. And they really appreciate the work you do. So thank you. Carter, so how was your week?
Oh, it's been good. Been looking forward to the show, of course, as always.
Did you do anything fun?
Oh, man. After, sitting in an office all day, I decided I should probably, start actually doing something. So I picked up swimming. I got a membership at a pool. So I'm going to try swimming for a bit.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right. So anyway, we're going to talk about the topic about we're all masters, first of all. I want to put that out. We are all masters. And some of us have ascended into ascended masters. But here's the thing. Ascended masters are walking into bodies right now. They have been to get people ready for the next part of this the dimension evolved and of the world, whatever you want to say. And when it happened with me, there's a lot of struggle that happened. Several dark night of souls I had to go through. I can't even remember how many. And as we go through this, we have to look at past lives. And here's the first thing is your soul lets you know when you're ready to look at it. You don't need to go find a shaman. You don't need to go find all this stuff and say, I want to know what a past life is. Because your soul is going to let you know. Unless you're interested in doing that. I'm not going to stop somebody from doing that. But if they're interested in it, why not? But some of us, we get these messages ahead of time, years in advance, and we have to go through the dark night of soul. And Charles, you've seen a lot what I've been through, and you're going through some of it yourself right now, and it's not easy.
It's not easy, and I think that's what my biggest question, because I always think, well, when it comes from your soul, there should be ease, there should be joy, and when you're in the dark night of the soul, it is not.
No. So for me, I am coming out for the first time and saying I'm Ascended Master. I don't know what's going to happen by the end of the show, if I'm going to be channeling or what, but I'm not going to say who I am right now at this right second here. We don't know what's going to happen. When I was asked by Mother Mary to run her energy, and Master Jesus came in to run his energy, he's made it much easier for me to do it now. And, I was so honored and I was humbled by it. But then I started thinking, what a responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's a total responsibility. It's nothing to even joke about or laugh about, because I don't remember the day. I remember it was a week and a half after my mother left the planet in July. And she left on the 7th of July. So that I do remember, right? 2013. But since 2013, I have gone through so many transformations. I had to look at everything I've done, remember things I forgot even as a kid, look at different past lifetimes. And some of them threw me on the floor crying. And there's so many of us going through this right now, and nobody's talking about it. And I thought it was really important to talk about it. The other thing I want to bring out is Mother Mary is a goddess. And some people didn't understand that. And some people say she's not a healer. I'm sorry, but you witnessed it at the event. She is a healer.
And I have felt it. When you worked on me, I couldn't believe how things shifted so quickly. Like my eye. I don't know if you remember. It was like I had a clogged duct and like, I don't know, in less than 24 hours, it was 95% healed.
Isn't it amazing?
And there was something with my throat. And again, it was like within so many hours, it was like, it was gone.
And that's when I was just allowing her to come through. And then allowing Master Jesus to come through. Then the whole dynamic shifted in that. But then I had to go through a whole lot of other things I had to look at myself.
Which I don't think I didn't realize like how much you actually have to work on yourself.
It's been years. Years. I put on my Facebook, and I forgot to put it up on Albert Einstein. And what he had said, basically, you have to work on yourself for your whole life to be your true authentic self. I mean, you know, that's not how it was said, right? But I wish I had printed that out. I'm so sorry, listeners. But since I was a little girl, I've worked on myself. No matter if I was working with my mother in the garden with the fairies and all the elementals, or if I was working on a spiritual plane on another area, or even in the third dimension. But the one thing is all of us are healing from it. And what happened is when we were on the seventh dimension and we came down to the third after Lemuria and Atlantis, right? Mm-hmm. All that pain and frustration, there was one I had to look at, and which was really hard for me to look at. When I was on Lemuria, I could not tell nobody that we were sinking. And they ordered me not to tell anybody. Even, you know, Lemurians said, no, you can't tell them. That's not there. Make everybody get upset. And so I remember being at an open part of a cave trying to get people out as fast as I could. And I was like going, oh my gosh, I can't get them all out. I can't. And I reduced my DNA and I went back to spirit. And then there was ones that were still stuck in the ground and we had to make matrix release. Mm-hmm. And 6 years ago, I think it was. And a lot of the goddesses, men and women, by the way, because they're guardians of developing societies, they actually were released that day. But I had to remember that and the pain, and it lasted for a couple years in me.
Yes, I can't imagine, but you must just have some guilt. And
of course.
Just, I mean, you suffered.
They suffered, I suffered. You know, and I looked at not so much my suffering, it was the guilt I had to heal in me. And so last year, what they did is after I had my stroke, I had to heal all these core issues, every single one of them, before I could come back.
So if you don't mind me asking, like, guilt. What else? I mean, can you list any of the things that you...
The shame.
Shame.
I felt that I didn't do my job properly and help these people. There was physical issues that I had to look at and heal that manifested. Mm-hmm. And no matter what I did, it was like, okay, till you look at what you did and heal and forgive yourself, that physical issue isn't going to go away.
And that's a huge thing to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It really was. And Mother Mary kept talking to me, forgive yourself, forgive yourself. It was a lifetime ago, many lifetimes ago. You know, now it's like 53,000 years ago. 54 right now. It's kind of fun to listen to her. And, you know, to listen to that, right?
So how do you really heal that? I mean, what can you share?
What I did is I wasn't even meditation. I was laying on my couch. I called upon Mother Mary, Master Jesus, and all my guides, guardians, right? Mm-hmm. And I visualized it coming up from the heart chakra and handed it over to them. Okay. And I was told, never look back. And I went, okay. Then how do I handle it? They said it was an experience. So if you look back at it as a lesson, you're going to re-experience it. If you look back at it as an experience, you can talk about it with no problem. You know, and that's really true. I mean, it's very true that you can talk about this with no problem. And I'm really happy today that I'm able to say, okay, this is what I've been through. I knew that I was a master channeler from a very young age. I knew that, and that's your mastership, right? And then when the ascended master came in, it was like, okay, now it's time for me to embrace that. And the I am presence, your higher self. Now there's several layers to the higher self.
I'm really curious about that. Can you share more about?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes, so I can share this real quick. So in one lifetime, each lifetime you have in the higher self. And so every lifetime that you're born, there's a higher self to you that hasn't been on planet, right?
Okay.
So the one that I brought in, I say that she's wearing the crown, the highest one that I could be, to be in this body and be here and be happy. But, we have about a minute left. So let me get to that a little bit more to this before we have to take a quick break. But as the more that I looked and healed, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a year. It's taken years to get to this point for me to say and admit to the world I'm an ascended master. And, you know, the pain, the anguish, the frustration, the tears, not eating, not being able to eat except drink Frappuccinos, you know, which is, and Mother Mary's totally against sugar,
right?
You know, but she explained to me, that's what you need to have the time to get through this now. Now there's no more sugar. So we'll be right back with Dr. Cheryl and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So what I want to explain to you, Dr. Cheryl, is I felt like a balloon. So I start off as a small balloon, as a child growing up with the God's light and the Christ consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. But mainly the God's light with my mom. Okay. And then as I got older and expanding, the balloon kept getting bigger. And so now I feel like I've gone from a balloon into a big beach ball. And you have
like what I have here.
Yeah, what is that? Because that's how I feel.
I think it's actually called a Hebrew ball, and I use this in chiropractic to explain what we do, because
they can't see us, but
it can expand and contract, and we talk about this on a physiological level. But we're doing this on all levels. Emotionally, we can be more expanded or contracted. Mentally, more expanded and contracted. Spiritually, more expanded.
And physically.
Yeah, and physically. So I feel like they really understand when we have a subluxation and we're not, which is actually disconnecting us some from our physical and spiritual self. So we want to help bring more life force energy so that can get reconnected. And what I'm hearing is like you have truly expanded. I can't even make my ball go as big,
right,
as where you have evolved to.
Yes.
It's an evolution of your soul within this physical being.
Right. So the energies that I brought forward in this lifetime, I'm not going to remember hundreds of lifetimes that we've all led. And I don't want to remember them all. This is enough. The four is enough for me. Four or five of them. Thank you. Because it's like, I can't do no more than this. Please, no more. But when I embraced it and I decided, okay, I'm going to do this. And I talked to other people and they're saying, oh, you need to tell people. You need to tell people because other people are going through it. And they're afraid to talk about it. So who are they? But you received a very special blessing last night.
So this morning, while I was meditating, I went down to Mother Earth.
Okay.
And she shared this with me. And I just want to tell you how, you know, I get emotional.
We have, by the way, I'm going to let our listeners know, we each have several Kleenexes by us.
Yeah. It's an emotional day. So I'm very honored to share this with you.
Thank you.
Because I really felt it was so in alignment with today.
Okay.
So it's blessed are those who know the truth of who they are, the truth of their heart and soul, for they will lead the way for others. And so I say this in honor of you.
Thank you.
And for leading, because I know you have led many. And you are going to be leading more through today. But for me personally, you've been such a... Sorry.
I'm telling you guys, that's why we got the Kleenexes and
cards. Not only my friend, but a teacher. And I can't even say everything that you are. I just totally
honored. Here's the thing. As 4 or 5 years ago, when we talked about the fourth and the fifth, and, you know, the fourth light, fifth light, sixth light, whatever you call them, and the gateways, dimensions, whatever you want to call. It was really hard because people were going, the fifth, what are you talking about? What do you mean the fifth? What is this all about, right? You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So as a pioneer in this, and what we're going into the sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth, it's all around us anyway. We're all in it, right? And, you know, sometimes we have to put up with the questions, the ridicule, the laughing. But as long as you stay true to yourself, it doesn't matter. There was a time that I was just going to give up. And this is way before I'm on Transmission Talk Radio, right?
Right.
I said, they're not listening to me. Why should I even give any more of me? And, you know, my hands are clenched right now because I was so angry. But I was in my house. And, of course, I wasn't paying attention. I said something. And Saint Germain showed up about a month later. I said, oh, no, that's my color. You can't have it. And I grabbed that back from him. I was like, you got my color. And then Archangel Michael showed up and had the other part of it. I said, you can't have that color. Give me, it's like a piece of scarf, I want to say, right? Give me my scarf back, my color, right? Are you going to be afraid to be you? Are you going to ever say, I'm done again? No. And I think about it now and I want to cry because I'm going, I gave part of my soul away. But here's the thing. Saint Germain and Archangel Michael, they held on to that power for me where somebody else could have got it. And so I'm very thankful for that.
Absolutely.
And during this time when this happened and working with Mother Mary and finding out just how powerful a goddess she is, besides being Queen of the Angels, you know, and a loving and very stern woman at the same time, or energy, whatever you want to call her, she will fight for you. She will take things on for you and help you if you just call upon her and ask her for this help. It's not like always, you know, pray to her and say, I need your help today, you know, with a bad situation. She's even there with good situations. You know, Archangel Susanna Gabrielle, when she came to Anna, which was Mother Mary's mother, mm-hmm. and had a sort of private conversation with her, right? And I don't mm-hmm. remember the conversation exactly, so I'm not going to repeat it. And then when Susanna Gabrielle came to, you know, Mary to let her know that she was going to have this wonderful child, of course she was shocked, but she got through it because she knew that she was bringing the gift to the world. And some of these memories, you know, she's talked to me about, and the healing that had to happen, you know, and she had to go through many, many times of healing.
Well, you'd have to be able to vibrate at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And to, I mean, really, to be the conduit in form.
I am very honored to be on this conduit. It's no more journey. It's a life path for me. I've agreed to this. So I'm going to be 59 here pretty soon. And I'm not, you know, I'm not old, but I'm not a young chicken either, right? So.
Not a spring chicken.
Yeah, I'm not a spring chicken. Yeah, that's true. So I'm an Easter and I'm saying that. Too funny, huh? I got to throw a joke in somewhere, I'll cry. So here's the thing is, with everything that I had to go through her memories also, and her pain and her understanding, so I could express it.
So it's not just you healing you. You have to experience everything from other past lives to bring in every energy that you're to bring in and to be able to hold that and to express it in its fullness.
Correct.
In absolute truth and in absolute love and light.
Correct.
And that's
so
that's huge.
It's very huge. My husband didn't know what he was going to do with me. I had other friends that didn't know what they were going to do with me. But I said, just let me process. People would try to call me for like 3 months in a row, right? But they pick up the phone, they put, you know, a cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all of a sudden it was like, no, I can't call her. They were guided not to call me, just let me process. Because there was so much I had to process of my own. And then understand Mother Mary's true intentions of why. So I was led to look at some things about her, and I was like going, to read more about her. And so I went and got my mother's old Bible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's old. I mean, it's one of those really big, huge ones with the really ornate pictures in it and stuff, right? I started reading some of this stuff, and I went, there's nothing hardly there on her.
Isn't that sad?
It's really sad. The mother of Master Jesus, there's not a lot on her. But what's on her, some of it's true. Some of it, she said, is not. You know, and it's like they try to understand why this energy is so important. You know, Mother Mary this, Mother Mary that, coming from the Sacred Heart, this and that, right? That all comes from Mother Mary. Coming from your Sacred Heart, your Golden Heart, which is the base of your throat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it doesn't, you know, like she always tells me, if it doesn't feel good in your heart, breathe, don't do it. Yeah, and we've all heard that, right?
Right.
But I was going to go ahead and do something, and I had a meeting afterwards. I didn't feel so good in my heart, let me tell you. But you know what? I talked to her, and then the meeting turned around into another thing right afterwards, right? And it was because I did not express it correctly. And so did she put me on notice? Oh, you bet. You did not express it correctly. Don't blame somebody else. You did not. So, yes, she does have a temper. She will set you straight. And where people think she's very quiet and meek. Oh, no. Think about having to raise her children in secrecy, who they were and what the abilities they had. You know, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of that with you and I and Silver Guy Radio.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Cheryl, you had some questions you wanted to ask me.
Well, you had mentioned, like, your husband and your family, you know, your friends, Colleen. I just want to know more about that, you know, sharing that with them and talking to them about it and what...
With a couple of my friends, it was really easy. And some of them, it was not so easy. And I lost some friends over this because I was doing my trail thing, so... And the reason I'm doing this show today, one reason is I woke up and I heard, you know how we get our messages and we write them down. Well, I didn't have no time to write them down. If you are ashamed to admit that you're an ascended master or goddess or whoever you are, and you're true, I am a presence in you, how do you teach others to be, true authentic self also? And there's a lot of ascended masters right now walking this planet. No, that a person knows who they are. They just don't want to say it because it looks like ego when it's not ego. Because my ego has been out in that car for a very long time. Yeah, you know how we just kind of throw it out. It's like, don't go out to the car. Keep yourself in there. I'll call you when I'm done. But here's the thing. So I told a friend of mine, and that worked out great. I was being very careful who I told, though. Mm-hmm. So all of them really kind of worked out great, except for a couple didn't believe, and that's their choice.
Right.
And I have to honor and respect them for that. But when I told my husband understood everything I was going through, and he held on to me, and he goes, it's going to be okay, Bree. You can do this journey. I said, honey, it's no longer a journey. It's my life path. And he goes, I get it. You will do this life path how you're supposed to do it. And I've had supportive friends like you and Teresa and the other ones, right? But the support I get from you guys, and especially for today's show, because it was a do or die thing. It was like, you're going to do this show. You're not going to be prepared. We're going to tell you what to say. And this is what's happening right now. So yeah, the tremendous support, and Larry too, you know, the tremendous support, and TTR.
Absolutely. And how important it is to have that support, that container of people who love you and support you unconditionally.
Right.
And, you know, you can count on them because from what I understand, I mean, you still have good days and bad days.
Correct.
This isn't like, okay, now I've arrived.
I've arrived and I'm here. Now it's like I'm dealing with the anchor issues on how people are treating each other. So I'm going to get on my soapbox. That's just it because I can feel it coming. Here's the thing. When you say something, even in your head, you're thinking something about somebody. Imagine that their dagger is going in their heart.
Oh.
If you sit there and use, a friend of mine said this, I listened to her the other day on the radio, a four-letter word that you're using these words, look at all the stuff that's being sent out from your mind through the universe to those people. And I'm just as guilty of that. So I had to heal that too. You know, but all those things that we do, and we don't even think what we're doing. So here's my thing I want to say. Stop before you say anything, think about it, and then let it come out of your mouth. If you feel yourself, those thoughts go down in the heart center, your heart space, heart center, we would call it, and you get it talking from there, it will be an automatic response. But I have days that are not automatic. You know, I still make my mistakes and will continue to make mistakes because here's the thing. Ascended masters, whether we're in a body or not a body, are still learning.
It's good to know that no matter where we are in our evolution,
it's constantly growing. Constantly.
But also that I love what you said, you know, being conscious, really being conscious of our words, our thoughts, everything, because it's the energy behind it, and mm-hmm. it has the ability to create. And we truly want to be able to be conscious creating in the world and with each other.
Right. So as you and I do things together and do more shows together and the equinox ceremony we'll be doing, right, we're constantly creating and being careful, you know, how we do things.
And that takes, you know, conscious discernment.
Very much so.
You know, because any degree off over time, or we don't know how that may manifest over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we just keep having to keep rechecking and realigning and being,
right.
that, being in our heart, being in our center.
Right.
I don't want to say one thing, because it reminded me of what a mentor said to me one time. It is your job to speak your truth. I'm not saying it correct, but we can't control how other people respond
mm-hmm.
to our truth. Our job is only to speak it.
Correct.
And that's what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
We can only be who we are, our authentic self, and how people receive us or respond to us. Mm-hmm. We have no control over that.
No. Yeah. You know, a friend of mine was talking about me. Bree, why don't you do some readings or this or that?
Do some readings?
Readings, you know, like angel readings or messages, you know, from other guides and ascended masters and whatever, you know, just messages, right? And right now, I am delivering messages through from Mother Mary and Master Jesus. That's part of this life path, right?
Right.
And they said, well, it would, you know, why don't you open up your airways for messages? I'm a teacher. I'm a healer. That's what I do. So if somebody wants to call me and say, hey, I need a healing,
mm-hmm.
no problem. You know, there's plenty of readers out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough teachers or planetary workers right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being called to be a planetary worker or a teacher, jump in wherever you can. Jump in. It's really simple to jump in. And you might repeat something you read out of a book. I mean, I've done that and said, okay, so like The Great Shift that Kahu Fred Sterling wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That book means so much to me. It's about Lemuria, and it's about what the goddess Light and the numbers and different things, right? So as I add up, you know, different days, like for today and stuff, I'm going, oh, gosh, it came out the truth, trust, and passion. Oh. You know, I'm going, okay, and today is about truth and trust and my passion.
And you don't have to be on the radio to teach.
No.
You can be teaching in a supermarket.
No kidding. You know, you don't have to have your doctorate or nothing. You know, if you got it, you're born with all this knowledge and it's in your cellular memory, use it.
And that's important, knowledge. It's not just information.
No,
it's knowledge that is, I think, brings teaching and brings wisdom.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing is that when we take one foot in front of the other as we go through this, you know, and right now I feel like I'm a hydrogen balloon, right? That's ready to explode, you know. And I'm like going, okay, well, you know what? I'm growing as I'm talking.
Well, and in physics, we talk about the electrons in those outer shells. You start putting more in, they have to do something to go to the next level.
Right.
And so you are you're growing just as...
And you're growing every day, too. Look at the things you've had to face. And we don't need to talk about it, but unless you want to. But it's things that you had to face, personal things about yourself, that you're going through your own dark night of soul to become that ascended master, that I am presence, the master that you are. You're already a master, but going into the, bringing in your I am presence, the one, your true authentic self of who you are, and learning the new person you are.
It's pretty humbling.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
You know, people say, well, how did you get there? How did you get this part, right? And, you know, I'll go, one day I will tell you, but right now I'm not ready. You know, and this is a lot for me to bring out today.
It is a lot because it's such a personal, you're talking about your soul.
Yes.
And not everyone's going to be able to, you know, I think of, you know, being able to share with you because it's like you're like a guardian. You can respect and honor and allow me my process.
No, thank you.
You know,
even if that's what
God. If we step on toes.
No, you're not stepping on toes because, you know, when you say guardian, that's what goddess means. Mm-hmm. God and goddess, guardians of developing societies.
And if we could all just be those for each other, I think the greater potential for all of us to expand and evolve and grow into that our highest, most sacred self that we are meant to be in this lifetime.
Right.
Because I believe in the possibility of that.
Very true. We got about a minute left, so I want to take a say something real quick. It wasn't just one person who got me here. You know the statement, how's that saying? Oh, it takes a village to raise a kid. It took a village to put Marie back together again. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So we're going to get right to some. Dr. Cheryl brought this information to myself. I like this. How do you take care of the body? Well,
now that you're vibrating at this level and expanded.
Yeah, well, there's no more sugar.
That makes sense.
No more breads.
Yeah.
Not a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hooked on the macro greens. I can't get enough of them.
That kind of keeps you buzzing, huh? Those greens?
It actually calms me out.
Okay.
I can't figure it out. It's supposed to keep you buzzing, right?
And it gives me energy.
It's supposed to give you energy and it calms you down. It works opposite on me, so that's kind of good. Exercise.
Which you're doing.
Yes. Okay. I'm doing that. So that's a big thing because I don't have to hold on to this protection no more longer. That was another thing. Sometimes we have to gain this weight to protect what's happening with our body and our mm-hmm. emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual, the four parts of the body. So sometimes we have to protect it.
But it's coming off.
It's coming off.
I can tell.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I thought, okay, we got 5 pounds down. I can do 5 now. I'll wait for the next 5. You know, I'm just saying, you know, that little bit at a time, but being 5 foot, you know, getting rid of that is, you know, not easy. But here's the thing is I bless everything I eat.
Mm-hmm.
I bless the people that provided it for me. Even if we're making it home, there were still farmers. There were still people that had to make this food for us, right? Grow carrots, whatever, right?
I just want to say, I think that's so important because I think when we put that love
mm-hmm.
in, even if we just have to bless it ourselves to be sure. But I think if, you know, if everyone came from that love, it would already just be there on the table.
Right.
In a place of love.
So that I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
getting lots of rest, taking care of myself, down all the memories of Mother Mary
mm-hmm.
on a computer at home, a different one where I use it. That's all her memories and what she wants me to say. And the things that she had gone through and all the children she had and adopted children. And some of them are mentioned in the Bible. Some of them are not mentioned. And some of the names are wrong, but that's okay. I'm doing what she told me to do. And this is such an honor to even talk about her. And then to be able to talk about Master Jesus and everything he's done for us.
Wow.
I mean, when you think about, who ever thought that I'd have a soul agreement to do this?
Well,
there's no words to answer, to answer it, you know. But, you know, you had asked me during the break, when did the shifting happen in me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to answer that real quick. The night before I had the stroke, my foot felt funny and I went to bed. And I was not in a very good mood. I didn't want to be here anymore. I remember crying that day, right? I just had enough day. And that night my foot acted funny. And then I woke up on a Thursday, supposed to do a show, took a shower, looked at myself, got dressed, ran to the hospital. Now, here's the thing that I was told, my face had dropped on the right-hand side, right? And I don't know. I drove my car. I thought I told my husband I was going to the hospital. I called a couple of people on the phone. They told me what I had said to them. And but here's the thing. My higher self walked in that night before I went to the hospital.
Oh.
At home. So that's why I was able to stay alive on the planet.
Wow.
But the only way I would come back is if I could be the highest part of me as I could be. And that's where Mother Mary was on my right, Saint Germain was on my left, and this divine being that I was so bright I could not look at did some kind of ceremony. And then I came back to reality in an MRI.
In the hospital.
In the hospital, right? And, you know, it was just like, that's okay. But those are important things to remember. And then you have to heal from that.
Well, you have to heal so many things.
So many different things.
On every level, you got to heal that stroke.
And that was emotional. So I had strokes, cancer, MS, different things are emotional diseases. Like, that have to be healed. They can go away, but you have to want to heal them and work at it.
Right.
So, you know, those things have to be looked at, and what caused it. You want to check all that out.
So you had this huge, I don't even want to say awakening. That's not even what it was, but you just had this divine, download, for lack of better words, but, and ceremony to bring it all together. And then you went home.
Mm-hmm. I went home that day.
That same day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a miracle in itself.
All I remember is coming out of the MRI. I said this before, right? And I'm out of the MRI and I hear, "Bree, Mrs. Gibbs, are you okay?" And I said, "Take this thing off my head. I'm staying. Get it off my head.
Get me out of here.
Get me out of here." And luckily, I had a metaphysical doctor that understood. I said, "I'm staying." She goes, "What?" I said, "I'm staying on planet. I'm ready to go home." Blood pressure dropped right there on the MRI table. That's why they were so surprised. But here's the thing. Taking care of yourself, eating the right food, eating greens, not being snarky to nobody, you know, it's not worth it because you don't know how it's affecting the other person. Make sure that you treat everybody with honor and respect. I don't care who they are. You know, go ahead.
Well, what I hear too is like, you just have, you know, spiritual healing can be like, bam, like that.
Correct.
But then there may be time that needs to take place for the mental, emotional, and the physical, you know, healing to come through.
And the body.
Yeah. So you had this huge spiritual, I don't even know what I want to say healing, but reconnection, agreement, start, you know, that all came through. But then you had to do the other over some time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still in that process. And
I'm still in that process. It takes time. And it will take quite a few. I want to say quite a few more experiences that I have to look at because I'm not listening to them. I want to thank you, Cheryl, for being here with me today. And so we're going to have so many more shows together, and we're not going to keep talking about me. This is the end of it. I'm just saying it. I'm an ascended master. The I Am presence is in me. I'm not comfortable right now to say who I am. I think that's for another show at a different place in time. When the time is right, and it's just going to come out. Nothing will be planned. It will just come out. It may be my own fear, or I may be worried what people are going to think. I may be worried about judgment, because I got some judgment just talking about this on Facebook and different places, right? And I thought, it's right there. But then I was thinking, are people really ready to hear the truth anyway?
That's a good question.
So I made that decision not to say anything today, just while we're sitting here talking.
Well, let's say it's divine timing.
It is going to be divine timing. So here's what's going on. Is we have a very special announcement to make. Ready? The equinox.
On the 24th.
I know. And if you take the 24th and you add those numbers together, is 6. And the goddess light is the mastery number. So.
It's a perfect day.
I'm telling you. So you want to tell them the date?
So it's March 24th from 11 to 2.
At Cafe of Life
at my chiropractic studio, human studio,
mm-hmm.
Which is in Kent. And do we have it on your?
It's on the event page on our website, and we're putting it on the Facebook. It's $50 a person. Register with Dr. Cheryl Berry. It's RSVP. And I'm going to be bringing through Master Jesus, Mother Mary's energy. Dr. Cheryl will be bringing a very special divine feminine energy through which she's, we'll talk about soon. And so next week, I will see you all guys on Silver Guy Radio. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Namaste.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or The Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.